From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. They're flat, they're slimy, and they hide under rocks on river bottoms. At up to 2 feet in length, the Ozark hellbender is one of the world's largest salamanders, and they're disappearing. There are fewer than 600 left in the rivers of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Scientists have been making a huge effort to get them to breed in captivity. Now, as St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra reports, it looks like 2012 could be the year of new hope for hellbenders.
I'm in the mood for love.
It's kind of a honeymoon resort for giant salamanders.
Simply because you're near me.
But instead of romantic music and champagne to get the zoo's hellbenders in the mood, Jeff Etling and his staff at the St. Louis Zoo have given them chilly, rocky bottom streams.
What we're looking at is two 40-foot long raceways or simulated streams that we've constructed over the last 2.5 to 3 years.
They also built a mini water treatment plant. It controls the stream's water temperature and chemistry to mimic the hellbender's cool, spring-fed Ozark rivers, minus any distracting predators or pollution.
You'll notice that if you kind of look through the screen, you can see here there's an artificial nest box right here in front of us.
Buried in the gravel stream bed are concrete boxes with a narrow entrance tunnel at one end. They may not sound very comfy, but to a male hellbender, they're the perfect man cave. Just what he needs to hunker down, fertilize, and guard his stash of eggs.
I'm in the mood for love.
But a hellbender doesn't exactly fit the image of a romantic Casanova.
It's got these large wrinkles of skin on the side of its body, and they have a large flat head that looks almost like a pancake and little tiny beady eyes.
Jeff Brigler is the state herpetologist for the Missouri Department of Conservation.
I have to say a lot of people think they're not the prettiest animal in the world, but I've grown very fond of them.
Zookeeper Shauna Schutte loves them too and thinks they've gotten a bad rap.
They have been called things like snot otters and lasagna sides because they're slimy and they've got frilly little sides on them.
Schutte has been helping to try to breed hellbenders at the zoo because wild hellbenders are in trouble. Development has destroyed a lot of their Ozark habitat. Hundreds have been collected for the illegal pet trade. Others have been killed off by pollution and disease. All these problems have made hellbender populations plummet. But even more alarming, says the Missouri Department of Conservation's Jeff Brigler, is that young hellbenders have disappeared.
All we're seeing is these large adults. And once these die off, there's not going to be any animals behind them.
Brigler says scientists realized if they didn't do something, Ozark hellbenders would soon go extinct. He and others started collecting fertilized eggs to raise them in captivity. And at the St. Louis Zoo, the hellbender breeding program kicked into high gear. At first, things didn't go so well.
We've had females lay eggs indoors, but the males were not fertilizing the eggs. And when we looked at samples of sperm, they looked like they were malformed, and we thought, oh, we just have other problems.
Etling says that's when they built the outdoor raceways with their high-tech water treatment system. This September, 16 Ozark hellbenders moved in. No one expected them to breed right away. Then, one chilly October morning, zookeeper Shauna Schutte put on her wetsuit and snorkeling gear to give the hellbenders their weekly checkup.
And so I was just in the process of collecting animals, you know, recording where they were at, getting weights on them and all that sort of stuff, as well as checking just in the off chance that there were eggs.
She says she opened one of the nest boxes and
I knew right away. I was like, there's fertile eggs in here, and I almost choked on the water in my snorkel because I was so excited.
Jeff Brigler was at the zoo that day, too.
I can't even describe it. It excited us tremendously.
A total of 185 Ozark hellbenders have now hatched at the St. Louis Zoo. Another 1,000-plus will arrive there this spring, raised from wild fertilized eggs. They'll stay at the zoo for another 6 or 7 years until they're big enough to be released. The hope is they'll keep the wild population going until researchers can figure out and fix whatever's going wrong in the environment. For NPR News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.